Blog Talk Radio.
Daytona International Speedway, redefined everything 30. 30-second stereo radio, HISC 0100.
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legends. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 26th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
Good evening, I'm Tim Spain, filling in for Rowdy Maglite tonight on Rowdy Maglite Racing. Mark, have you got me, bud?
I got you, Tim. Thanks for being on tonight. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You're welcome, bud. You got the floor. I went ahead and we want to apologize for the technical difficulties, but we got everything going. Mark, you got the floor, and I'll step aside, bud.
Well, thanks, Tim. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We've been off for a couple of weeks, and Happy New Year to everybody. And wish Rowdy was with us tonight, but Rowdy's got a few priorities he needs to take care of, and he'll be back with us next week, we hope. And Rowdy, Diana, we're thinking about you both tonight. So, boy, what a great holiday season it was, but it's great to be back to racing, and racing we've got. We had racing this past weekend. We have racing coming up this weekend. There's really no off season anymore, Tim, and we just roll with the punches and keep on going. There were two races Saturday night down at New Smyrna Speedway, and Bubba Pollard won the super late mile race, and Casey Roderick won the pro late mile race. And Sunday afternoon down in Florida at Auburndale Speedway, Jason Doodley won the race. So, and a couple races were even canceled because or rescheduled because of the weather down south. You guys got hit pretty good, so. You got some of our northern weather down there.
Yeah, that's right. We did, Mark. We were expecting 1 to 3 inches of snow, but it ended up turning out to be about a half inch of ice. And that ice wasn't that good. Yeah, we had to close our office because of the electric out there on Highway 77 going toward the racetrack. We closed at 12 where we could get everybody
okay.
home. Of course, you know, we still had standby people out there. And we've still got some frozen precipitation. And the Ice Bowl, it was canceled. They are going to do it again this coming weekend.
This coming weekend.
Friday. Yes, sir. They're going to start it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Rowdy, I think, if everything goes good with his little deal, I think he's going to come out. And Suzanne and I, we're going to go out Sunday. I think it's going to be real nice up in the 60s. So that's going to be super nice, Mark.
Well, I wish I could be there, Tim, but I'm heading a little bit the other way. I'm heading to Tulsa for the Chili Bowl this weekend with my buddy Jeff, and we're looking forward to seeing some good racing, too, as you guys are Sunday out at the Ice Bowl.
Yeah, and I would like to make that trip out there to the Chili Bowl, too, Mark. Have you ever been, or is this your first time going?
This is my first time going. I don't know if I want to say it's been on my bucket list, but it's one of those races you hear about. You just kind of gotta go to it, you know?
Exactly. That's like some of the NASCAR tracks Suzanne and I go to, and Stephen Wilson and his wife, Anne Marie. We try to pick one or two here and there until we get them all picked off, but it's gonna take some time to go to all them because they spread all the way from the Northeast to the West Coast, Mark. You know that.
Well, it makes for a nice little vacation. My wife and I will do that also, Tim, and we'll head somewhere for a race, and we'll go ahead of time and check out the area around it. So if you're ever heading out to Martinsville, I suggest you spend a couple of days in Washington, D.C. It makes for a really fun trip.
Yeah, we made the trek up to Martinsville. Suzanne, I think it was 2 years ago we made the trek up there, but It was supposed to be an 8.5 hour drive from here at Dagan, and it ended up being a 10.5. You know how it is, Mark, when you go on them interstates. You go on them interstates, they have them wrecks, and you get backed up. But I am very thankful that I got to attend at least one race at Martin Speedway. That is an awesome race.
It really is. It's a long race, but you don't realize it until it's over with and how long you've been there for the afternoon. And it's such a good race, and the atmosphere on the track itself, you really dislike being there.
Exactly. And, Mark, I understand you have a guest coming up shortly too, correct?
Yes, we do. We have Willie Mullins, and he's running the Super Speedway races, and he uses the number 34 number of the Bashams to get into the races himself, and also helps out the Bashams a bit by giving them points on races they may not have been able to run otherwise. So, yeah, we have a guest about 6:15, 7:15 Eastern, and we're looking forward to having him on.
That sounds good, Mark. And if you want me to, I'll go over through a little bit of news that I heard today. Mason Metro Motorsports, they signed Kaz Grala, set for his ARCA debut race there at Daytona International Speedway. You know, he was the NASCAR Tampa World Truck Series Rookie of the Year contender last year. So he's going to join Mason Mitchell there for his ARCA race debut there at Daytona.
Well, I think Kaz is looking forward to that, getting that big track experience so he's able to run the truck race and Xfinity races and onward. Kaz is a talent. You must have been looking at my notes, because that was one of the things I was going to talk about too, Tim.
My bad, Mark. You go ahead and talk about it. I just had it all up on my email.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm just glad somebody else picked up on it too. Actually, there was quite a bit of ARCA news this past week. The ARCA CRA Super Series, it's a super late model tour that runs up in the upper Midwest, had their banquet this weekend. And at the banquet, ARCA extended their working relationship with the CRA for another 3 years through 2019. And that's kind of nice to see ARCA working with the short track guys and giving them something that otherwise they probably wouldn't have: insurance, purse money, prestige. Everything that comes along with the ARCA name, they really have a great program with them. And the ARCA Midwest Tour, which runs in the upper Midwest, too, also. So two great series, and hope the ARCA continues on with them. And unfortunately, we have a little bad news. The ARCA Truck Series has decided to cease operations. They started in 1999, and the lack of sponsorship evidently is part of the reason for them not running again this year. Chad Finley Motorsports is putting down to ARCA, North Carolina, and plans to run some more ARCA races. And Lyra Motorsports is returning, and they'll have Clint King driving for them. So that's at least for Daytona, and the plans are for Daytona only, is what I know.
Yeah. I was also looking at that, too, and here's a little quote from a client who said, "I'm really excited to get behind the wheel in the ARCA car next weekend at Daytona," said King. Or next ARCA car, next weekend at Daytona, said King. "I've
it
been
is.
More than ready to get back in a car since the Xfinity Series race at Texas last year to keep learning of these speedways and super speedways. It's a good chance to back up off season with some time in the car and gives me a chance to really dissect what we learned at the test to apply for the race in February." So, I mean, you know, not just really some of these drivers, Mark, getting in a, you know, if they come down, they run a few NASCAR Xfinity Series races, NASCAR Camp World Truck Series races, but they can also jump in that ARCA car and you still get some experience about the track, but the car might not handle like that Xfinity Series car in that NASCAR Camp World Truck Series truck.
No, I don't think that's all bad, because I think, you know, as you move up in the ranks, Tim, each car, each division, the vehicle handles a little differently, drives a little differently, powers a little differently. So that's all part of the stepping stone, and it gives you a great experience. Besides NASCAR, it's the only experience you can get on radial tires and on a super speedway.
Exactly. And, Mark, we have got your guest, Mr. Willie Mullins, driver number 34 in the ARCA Racing Series. Let's bring Mr. Willie Jones. Willie Mullins, I keep thinking pit stop, too, so just sort of stop me. But let's bring Willie Mullins into the Ratty Maglite Racing with Tim Spain and Mark.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Willie, how you doing tonight? I'm Tim Spain alongside of Mark filling in for Rowdy. Rowdy has a few things he has to take care of tonight.
Oh, I'm doing good. I appreciate being on the show tonight. You know, it's always great to be on the Rowdy Maglite show. We're just excited to get ready for Daytona this year. You know, 2017's kicking off already.
Sounds good. And, Willie, I'm going to throw you over to Mark. Like I said, I'm just filling in for Rowdy Maglite, and I'm just sort of helping him out. So I'm gonna let Mark have the floor, and I'll be on the side.
All righty. Sounds good.
Well, good evening, Willie, and thanks again for being on the show. We always appreciate having drivers on and getting their experience and knowledge out to the fans. And how are we doing tonight?
You know, busy here around the shop. We're finishing cars up. It was a busy weekend this past weekend trying to get two cars ready for the test. And, you know, we got a couple drivers going down with us to be in the second car. We got even Mike Basham's coming down to turn a couple laps this weekend, it looks like. So, you know, busy,
well,
but
that's
very productive.
News.
And what was that?
That's exciting news.
Oh, absolutely, yep. I just talked to him yesterday evening, and he was getting everything together so he could be down there with us at the test. So, you know, since we use his dad's number, I always like to have part of his family down there to give us their thoughts on where our program is, since they've been doing it such a long time down there.
Well, they sure have. How did you come about getting together with the Bashams and having your little arrangement?
Well, it's actually, it started with Andy Belmont. Andy Belmont's been helping me for the past 12 to 13 years or so. And Andy's been in the ARCA series forever, is what I like to say. And last year we needed a number, you know, and the Bashams had a number. And so, you know, they weren't racing much, so we decided to go ahead and use it for the 2016 start of the season, and it worked out well with our eighth place finish at Daytona. And you know, we had some other moderate success at other tracks, and then they went ahead and ran with it, and they had a really good points year. You know, Mike finished I think it was 10th in driver's points, and you know, we got 12th in owner's points going into Daytona this year in 2017.
They had a really phenomenal year for that small little team. They finished the races. They never wrecked. They didn't wreck anybody else. They stay out of the way. I have to take my hat off to the Bashams for a 10th place finish. That's like a 5th place finish for a good team.
Absolutely. And, you know, with Daryl and a couple health issues he has going on right now, we're, you know, thinking about him and hoping he can make it down at least for the race. And, you know, he's getting better with everything that's going on, and I'm sure with that good finish this year, it made him feel even better.
Well, you know, I hope Mike and Daryl are listening out there tonight. We had them on the show earlier, and they probably one of the best shows we had all year with the two of them. And wishing you guys the best, and looking forward to good testing down in Daytona. You're taking two cars with you.
Yep, absolutely. We're taking two Ford Fusions. One was Grant Enfinger's car back in the day, so it's a good piece. And, you know, our other car is a little bit untested, but we'll, you know, get it all sorted out. So Andy Belmont's going to be down there, and Tommy Bear's going to be there working. So we got two good minds there, and we're going to try to get some speed out of these things this weekend.
Well, what are your plans for the rest of the season, Willie? Do you have any other races online, or what can we expect?
Yes, we're definitely going to do both Talladega and Daytona. We're going to do the road course because that's where, you know, I started my ARCA career at, and we're going to continue to support the ARCA series at the road courses.
Well,
and
I'm looking forward to seeing you at Road America because I'll be up there for it.
Oh yeah, I love road courses, and that's, I haven't ever been up there, so it's going to be new scenery for us up there. And then we're going to go to Elko, Minnesota. That's where one of our major sponsors is from. Crowing Recycling is actually just a couple hours down the road from Elko, so it kind of works out great. We'll be able to get a good amount of you know, customers there and things like that to see the Crowing Recycling Ford Fusion at Elko.
Wow, that's a nice little schedule. Is anything else on the horizon, or do you think that's probably going to be it for the year?
Well, it's hard to say. We would love to race the full 20 race season, because ARCA has put together good variety of tracks, you know, between dirt and asphalt and short tracks and super speedways. But sometimes it's hard to get away from work. I'm thinking about possibly Pocono, because that's basically in our backyard now that they don't go to New Jersey anymore.
Right.
So we're going to see. We're going to play that one by ear. But definitely Daytona and Talladega and Elko and road course race.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good schedule, and I hope the best that you can get some more in there. And when you go down to Daytona for your testing, what do you try to look for besides speed? And you've got the one car you said that's pretty well and pretty stout, and the other one you're unsure of. What goes on for you guys?
Well, first you're trying to make sure, you know, driver comfort. The car, you know, the car's comfortable in the draft. It's not trying to change lanes. It's not unsteady. You know, you want something that is going to drive the 80 laps to the end of the race. You know, you want to make sure, you know, everybody's comfortable, especially myself in the car. And then we're just going to, you know, work on aerodynamics and work on different drive shaft angles. I mean, it's all little things. We're not looking for, you know, seconds. We're looking for hundreds of seconds, you know. And a couple here and a couple there will take you from 20th up into the top five if we can just find a little here and a little there. So it's a lot of just little things, you know, making sure you're comfortable in a car is the biggest part, and then the speed is the second part.
Well, what kind of engine program are you guys running this year?
We're going to be on the Ilmor program. They have given us such a good package last year. We're actually going back with the same motor that we ran at Daytona last year, so we know we got a good piece there. And the guys at Ilmor have really stepped up, and we're waiting for our second motor to show up, too. That'll be in the second car after the test, because they just didn't get it done in time. So as soon as that gets here, that'll be ready for the second car. So, you know, we're working with them, and we love the program, and hopefully to continue in the future.
Well, ARCA's done a tremendous job the past couple seasons with the engine program, the body program, the tire program. It's all come together for them, and you can see the fruition of that hard work and effort that they put into it now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we appreciate Ron Draeger and all those guys that work a lot to give us competitive packages. I mean, you figure we're a very small and underfunded team compared to, say, the top 15 or 10 in ARCA, and we're able to run inside the top 10. So that just shows you what kind of rule package and motor package they put together to be able to give us a chance. And that's all we ask for, is a chance to be able to run inside the top five. And we were so close last year, and that's what we're going back for. We're not necessarily looking for a win, but we're definitely looking for a top 10, top five, somewhere in there.
Well, Willie, if you put yourself in the top five or top 10 position, then you're really putting your position into possibly winning a race. So, that program with General Tire, and five-star bodies and the Ilmor engine, it gives you a chance to go in there, and you could possibly win.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what ARCA tries to give everybody, is a level playing field. You know, and that's what at the speedways was hard in the past couple of years, because if you didn't have the million-dollar sponsors, you were fighting for 15th. Now we have a tenth, a third of that, you know, very, very little amount of money to do this race at Daytona, and we're able to be very, very competitive with those teams that have the millions of dollars still. So, you know,
you know, all the guys at ARCA and Elmore and General Tire have really worked hard, and that's why we're coming back. And it looks like this is going to be a very stout field this year. You know, we're thinking 50 to 60 cars this year. We're thinking to show up at Daytona and try to qualify for the 40 spots.
Well, that's just amazing that, you know, that there are that many cars out there and available to go to Daytona and run in the first place. And it's just going to make the field better and better each year that we have this. And everybody's running basically the same engine equipment. So it's those little things, like you said, who comes up with those gives you the best possibility to run up front.
Absolutely. You know, and we've been very fortunate. Andy Belmont strived on his Super Speedway program when he was in ARCA series. So he's been working with us to make sure we find all those little tenths and hundreds of seconds in the car. So, you know, we're going to give it a shot this year, and maybe we can find just a little bit more at the test than we had last year at the race.
Well, the best of luck to you guys. I know it's going to be a long weekend for you, but find that speed, be comfortable, be safe. We'll talk with you soon, Willie. We'd love to have you back on the show anytime.
Absolutely. I'd love to be back after the test, and we can talk about a little bit more about how everything went and debrief a little bit if you want to, per se, you know, talk about how things went. And talk about how the race is going to go.
Willie, appreciate having that background. One of the things Rowdy wanted to stress this year was how the cars work and get our listeners to be able to know how those cars work. So that's worked right in our alley, and I think we'll have to have you back after testing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll definitely be back on then.
I'll have Rowdy work on that then.
Okay, thank you very much for tonight. I appreciate it. I'd like to
your social media, your Facebook?
Yep, absolutely. Everybody can find us at MullinsRacing.net. You know, we're always out there, and then all our links to our Facebook page and to any of our sponsor pages are on there. So it's easier just to go to MullinsRacing.net, and you can link right to our Facebook page from there. It's very simple, you know, and it's very easy to get there and, you know, see all our sponsors. I'd like to thank Bugsy's Auto Repair and Crowing Recycling for coming back on again this year to try to give it a shot at a top five.
Well, the best of luck to you, Willie.
Do you
I've been on your websites, and I really enjoyed it. I've gotten a lot of information about them. So I let everybody know out there to get on the website, check it out, find out about these drivers we have on. And best of luck this coming weekend. I know you will have a really good test.
Oh, we're going to try.
All right. Give my best to the band.
Do you care if I ask a couple questions?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, thanks. With Tim Spain, just wanted to touch on a little bit about what Mark mentioned about the General Tire coming in last year and the Hoosier Tire going out. Could you tell us
difference
in the
honestly, on track, there was a little bit of difference, but most of the notice that you're going to see is how much more support General Tire gives the competitor. You know, they're always there now to make sure that we're taken care of. They really have stepped up their program to make us feel like we're part of the brand. And that's what we appreciate as General Tire very much for what they do for us.
Right. And also, Willie, the new composite body, are you going to be running that, or are you still running the old body?
Well, this year at Daytona, this will be the last year of your steel body at the Super Speedways. Next year, you will see everybody has to switch over to the new composite body for 2018.
Okay. So, especially here at Talladega and Daytona, you've got to run a composite body, correct?
Right, because what they want to do is the aero packages are so much different between the two. It's one or the other. So this year we'll be in the steel body for the last time. Next year everybody has to switch at Daytona and Talladega to the composite body.
Okay. And Willie, my last question, if you got just a minute, can you give us a little bit of background, which I follow you on Facebook. Can you give us a little bit of background how you and Bashman, everybody got started in the sport? When you started, did you start racing karts, bandoleros, or how did everything get going?
Honestly, I had a pretty direct path into these size cars. What I did, back in the day, I've started racing in SCCA, which is a club racing event. And what you do is you show up, you know, you have to have all your safety stuff right. But I went and bought an old ARCA car, and I went road racing in SCCA with a mild motor and just got my feet wet. And that's how I did it, you know, just started there.
Right.
And then as we got faster and faster, when they put New Jersey back on the schedule, I think it was 2008 or 9, I can't remember exactly what year it was, that's when we decided to make the jump to ARCA and give it a shot. And, you know, we had moderate success, and we had a lot of learning, you know, and we're still learning. And honestly, I've just been trying to step up until, you know, it was just so hard because we were under horsepower and couldn't afford, you know, the large rental on these motors until this Ilmor came around. And once the Ilmor happened, then it was time for us to step over a program, and we were able to run a lot more races. And that's why we're trying to add one or two every year and run a little bit more and a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the best things ARCA did was went to that Ilmor engine. And, Willie, you can probably let some of our listeners know, I think I've read up on it, you can get so many more miles out of that motor before you have to redo it, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. The motor, like I was saying, we're bringing back to Daytona hasn't been touched since we went to the, you know, since we bought it brand new. We've been racing this motor all year, and we have a little over 1,000 miles on it. And, you know, it's been a very competitive motor, and we haven't lost anything. You know, it's the same motor that we're bringing back. We even raced some SCCA club events with this Ilmor motor. So it's not just in ARCA where you can run this motor. We run it in other events also, you know, because it's such a durable motor, and we appreciate the support we get, even going outside of ARCA.
Right. And, Willie, you didn't make any plans to come up here next weekend and run the Ice Bowl here just right off the road from me, have you?
No, I'm always looking to get into somebody's car, but I haven't got any offers yet. So, you know, we're always open to running anything with wheels on it. You know, I love racing. It's just one of those things that is in my blood.
Exactly. And with it, again, just like Mark said, we appreciate you coming on, but and I hate to keep you. Do you have time to take one caller before you leave?
Actually, I have to run out right now. I'm going to get my physical done so I can make sure I can race these cars in a couple days. So I actually got to get ready to cut it off and head out.
Okay. All right, Willie. We appreciate you taking time to come out on the Ratty Maglite Racing Show. Thank you, Mark. And with it, we'll let you go because he's done let you cover all your social media stuff. Good luck in Daytona in a couple of weeks.
All righty, guys. I appreciate it, and I will talk to you all right after the test.
You got it, Willie. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, bud. All right, Mark. That was Willie Mullins. Now, you know I got a ball game coming up here shortly that I got to watch. Do we have anything else? I know Todd's waiting. You want to go ahead and bring Todd in and see what he's talking about?
Yeah, we haven't talked to Todd for a couple of weeks, and Todd's one of our regular listeners and callers, so always like talking with Todd.
Okay, let me find one of my buttons I always play in the pit stop. Let's bring Todd Bigby, a good friend, upstate New York. His home track is Watkins Glen. Let's bring Todd into the Ratty Maglite Racing.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Todd, where you been, bud? Did you get snowed in and you in an igloo or something? We ain't heard nothing out of you.
Well, I was going up north and found out that my ex-girlfriend, her son, passed away in a car accident. So I got held up for 4 days with that. And then I went way up north along the Canadian border. And yes, we did get a lot of snow there at King.
They're going for their snow up there, aren't they, Todd?
Well, when I left this morning at 8 o'clock, it was -10.
Well, it's a balmy 27 degrees here, and it feels like it's summertime out almost after the cold we've had the past few days. So, yep, I know what you're talking about, Todd. Living up north, we got to be kind of tough, and that cold weather can get to you.
And while I was away, you know, thinking about racing, how much I miss it, how much I'm looking forward to this year, because I've got my three tracks planned out, which, Mark, you already know what I'm doing. Tim,
why don't you let everybody else know that doesn't, Todd? We always like to hear about what your plans are.
Well,
sorry about that, gentlemen. I jumped over there. We had a caller come in, and they hung up on me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay, buddy. My first race is going to be for the ARCA race at Pocono.
Okay.
Then I'm going to be doing Watkins Glen, of course. Got to do my home track.
Of course.
And then I hop on a train, and I get to come to Talladega.
Well, Todd, we're looking forward to that Talladega trip because I'll be there, too, and Rowdy will be there. And hopefully, Tim, we'll get together with you, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Suzanne and I will be there. We'll have our media credentials. We'll all hook up and say hello and have a ham sandwich or something.
Oh, ham, barbecue. Your barbecue's pretty famous down there, Tim.
Yeah, and also, you know, Grant Lynch and them, they do all kind of – one year, I think it was a couple of years ago, y'all. I think Todd was on the show when we had Grant on talking about that big monster meatball with that spaghetti on it. It's a hamburger meat around pulled pork, and it's got spaghetti on it. And they brought these things in the media center, and it looked like twice as big as a softball. Well, I just got me a sample. Well, one of them chefs said, take that whole thing back there. I couldn't eat it all. But you talking about some candy. if you got some of that on top of your head, your tongue could beat your brains out trying to get to it. It was that good.
Oh, we shouldn't be talking about that with dinner time coming up. Makes us more hungry than we already are.
I know it. I'm probably not. And Suzanne's probably not going to rattle no pans because she's a big Alabama fan. She's gonna be watching that ball game, and which I'll be watching it too. So
yeah, you guys have that big ball game down south tonight. I'll be flipping it on, checking it out. I don't think I have quite the interest that you guys have, but. It should be an interesting and fun game, and may the best man win.
Exactly. Mark, do you have anything else to talk about? Todd, do you have anything else to talk about? I'm not trying to cut y'all short. Don't want to keep going. We'll keep going. We talk racing, or we end it. It's up to y'all.
Well, I got one more thing to add. You know,
tell
it, Todd. On my road trips, I think about my racing a lot. And I just happened so to pick up a number 38 Casey Kane crew uniform and about 21 old Dodge hats.
That's awesome.
That's quite the sport, Todd.
Because there's no more Dodge in racing, so I had to buy the uniform.
Well, rumor has it that they may be making a little bit of a comeback in the next year or so. Tim, have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have. My good friend Steven Wilson at SpeedwayDigest.com. We've heard a little bit of rumor that Dodge might be coming back to the sport. They're throwing it around. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to say yay or nay, but they are tossing the idea around of Dodge coming back to NASCAR. So that would be awesome.
I think that would be a very good thing for NASCAR, for Dodge, and possibly ARCA, because ARCA's going to maybe pick up some Dodge cars also. So, yeah, that would be a nice little package for next year, I think.
I think it would too, Mark.
Well, you know, Dodge pulled out that last year they were in, and wouldn't you know, Dodge wins it.
Brad Keselowski.
Yeah. And also, gentlemen, if y'all remember, they unveiled that new car. I think it was Las Vegas. They unveiled that new car, and then, boom, all of a sudden they announced pulling out. That was really weird.
I think a lot of that had to do with the selling of the company, and there was some pretty turbulent times for Chrysler and their parent company at the time. So I think they're in a better situation now than they were back then.
I do, too. I do, too, Mark. Yeah, which the economy's coming back, too, so that's a good thing.
Oh, we can only hope on that one, Tim. The better the economy, the
trying.
Better the racing.
It's trying, Mark. It's trying. Well, Todd, do you have anything else?
Nope, that's it. Appreciate you having me on. Tim, talk to you tomorrow night.
Yes, Stephen and I've got our show tomorrow night. We don't got a guest, but we got a lot of big breaking news. We're probably going to break out there. Mark, do you have anything? I hate to keep taking over the show.
Well, you know what?
I
think we pretty well covered it tonight, and I'm looking forward.
Wait a minute. Can I say something?
Of course.
What do you want, Suzanne?
Roll.
Go rattle some pans.
Todd.
Oh my goodness. I knew
Suzanne,
that was coming,
what do you want, Suzanne?
Roll Tide.
Well, it's simple and true. Simple and true. We'll like you said, the best man win, Suzanne. Let the best man win.
There you go.
Well, you just enjoy it tonight, and I hope you have a fun evening with it.
Thank you. I will.
I can tell by the voice that you will, Suzanne. So, I think everybody wants to cut out and go listen to that game tonight, Tim. So maybe we should we'll finish her up here. We'll say goodnight to everybody, and we'll be back next week at our regular time, and we'll have a good week, and we'll have a lot of news for next week with all the racing going on.
Exactly, Mark. And I want to thank you for having me sit beside you tonight while Rowdy's sort of tightening up some loose ends and getting his deal going. Todd, thank you for coming on, but I really enjoyed it, Mark.
I appreciated it, too. It was an honor to be on the air with you, Tim, and with your show. I'm going to give a call in tomorrow night and check in with you guys.
Call on in. You need to talk to Stephen Wilson. Stephen Wilson knows his stuff. Call on in. Check us out, Mark. But, again, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Well, thank you,
Tim. It was a pleasure sitting side by side with you, and I'm going to say it again. Our thoughts and prayers are with Rowdy Maglite this season, and maybe everything's going to be okay. And, Mark, if you want me to, I'm going to play a quick song. I'll sit here and watch the show, and this is Tim Despain and Mark. Tim filling in for Rowdy Maglite on Rowdy Maglite Racing. Big thanks to Willie Mullins. Big thanks to Todd Bigby for calling in. Big thanks to Suzanne jumping in there hollering Roll Tide. And Mark, you have a good evening, bud. And I'm gonna play a little song, and I'll go ahead and close the show out for you.
You enjoy that song. Close out the show, Tim, and enjoy the game tonight. And I'll talk with you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Mark. Talk with you tomorrow night, bud. We are
all right.
Signing off live from Talladega, Alabama. See you next week.
If you never get rich on what money can buy, it don't matter to me. I'll tell you why. I've got it all when I'm holding you this way. I live to love you, I die to keep you safe inside these arms that need you. I'll be loving you with the very last breath I take. And when they carve my stone, all they need to ride on it is one. Need to ride on it. It's one slip.